Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
So, dating during lockdown.
Wow, that's a serious topic.
I mean, how do you do that?
How?
You've got nowhere to go.
Nowhere.
And you want to get to know someone, perhaps for the first time. What do you do?
Well, no. Oh, honey,
sister.
Dating your spouse during lockdown.
You need to get to that one, too. I mean, dating covers so many different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the initial date. You've got your initial meet and greet when you meet someone online. There's the ongoing dating whenever you decide that you want to get to know somebody.
Okay.
Then there's the truly intimate part of dating where you're getting to know the real deep down person.
And not the representative.
Not the representative. Yeah, and then just like you said, there is the engagement, perhaps getting married, and then there's also people who are in established marriages, but they should continue to date.
Yes, that is hugely important. Because if you stop dating your spouse, like you dated him in the beginning, it makes room for the enemy to creep into your relationship.
Indeed it does. And you cannot use pandemic as an excuse, because isolation and all these other tools that the enemy uses, they don't care about the reasons. They just care about the end result.
Well, you're right. So, what do we do?
All right, so let's talk first about dating someone that you're just meeting. You know, we talked to a couple recently, and they met during pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember what they said that they did on their first date? How did they conduct their first date?
Enlighten me.
They found a parking lot, and they pulled up driver's window to driver's window, just like you see two police cars.
Oh.
And they talked from their own cars, but to each other, just to they were able to see each other face to face, but they were in their own isolated bubble. It wasn't like a Zoom window that they were looking through. It wasn't Google Meet or anything like that. They were actually live in person, but safely separated to get to know each other and talk to each other eye to eye. I thought that was ingenious.
Yeah, I actually love that idea. But even if you talk to them and you call them up on the phone, you still need to be in your bubble.
And you know, it really worked out for them.
Yes.
As they continued on and they got more familiar with each other, they got to know each other's protocols.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you are in a family situation, let's say one spouse or both spouses need to leave the house for some reason, maybe it's for work, maybe it is to get groceries. You have a certain level of trust between you and your spouse or between you and your loved ones that you live with,
yeah,
that you're following the same safety protocols when you're out of the house apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're dating someone and you're not living together, of course, you can reach a level of mutual understanding and acceptance of what your safety protocols. So you effectively have an extended household.
Okay.
She has her place, he has his place,
mm-hmm,
and it becomes safer to hang out together when you know and trust that both of you are following the same safety protocols.
Yeah.
And that was key also. As we are the type of marriage counselors and relationship counselors and coaches that we are,
yeah,
we do not condone cohabitation before marriage.
No, not at all.
And what I was really impressed with this couple about, we just had, part of the reason why this topic has become a hot topic right now is because of the cold weather that we just had.
Oh yeah.
We're coming from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm sure all the world saw the icicles hanging from ceiling fans and people dying of hypothermia in their homes. I don't mean to make light of that at all, because for some people it truly got that bad. But for most people, it was at the level of inconvenience where they could not keep their homes for a good
3 days or so.
12 hours, 24 hours, 3 days.
Yeah.
Some people were without water, and it was actually treacherous to travel as well. Now, we had one of their premarital counseling sessions during this time, during this freezing.
We did.
As both lockdown and you're frozen in.
Yeah.
And we took note that this session, this couple had to attend separately.
Mm-hmm.
She was in her place, he was in his place. And we applauded them, because this would have been a time to catch them shacking up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we've got premarital counseling scheduled. and she hasn't been able to go home for days. The thing is, they were not living together, and they were kind of stuck apart for that time, and so it was kind of refreshing to see that they did not default to or use the weather as an excuse to start having sleepovers. Very cool.
Right.
So then it becomes, once you have established the safety of trust between the two of you and how you manage yourselves during this epidemic, whether you are a trusted couple that are dating, or if you're a married couple who are dating, there's this thing about just needing to get out of the house together, especially if you have kids. Whenever you have kids in the house, I mean, you love your children, but there is something about being just a couple, at least for a few hours, or a couple of days, of course, that will regenerate any relationship. So what kind of suggestions would you have to date your spouse during lockdown and pandemic?
Well, I say one of the most key thing, and actually, like I said, important thing to do is just to set a day. I mean, our day is Saturday, of course, because that really works for us.
Sacred Saturdays.
Sacred Saturdays. And we take that time, and it's not even something that we actually plan out what we're going to do on our sacred Saturday. We just get in the car, and we'll just grab something to eat. I mean, it's just doing stuff like that. Enjoying each other's company.
You know, our date last night was actually wonderful. It's one of my favorites. And we found this nice little place. It's a quaint outdoor wine bar.
Yeah.
And we just sat down underneath the lights. We could hear some live music from across the street. There were picnic tables. It was outdoors, so there wasn't anyone within 6 feet of us. And we could just sip on a glass of wine and enjoy each other's company.
And have a chance to talk and communicate.
Now, I know that sounds kind of old and grizzled, and you know, these are what old people do. But you know, it's that conversation. We just did a podcast about relationship, about understanding your spouse at a much deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a situation like that, being away from home allows some of the distractions of home to stay in the background.
Yeah.
It allows you to focus in on your feelings and on your spouse, the person that you're with. And so getting beyond the what did you do, to getting to the this is how I feel. How did you feel? How is this changing you? What are your intentions? What are your goals?
I mean, I love the conversation part because in that, even though we know quite a bit about each other, we actually had a chance to talk about things that we didn't even know about each other. I thought that was really, really nice.
That was surprising.
It was.
We've been married for a minute.
Yes.
And so you start to think, wow, you even asked me once, is there anything that you haven't told me? I said, of course, the stuff that I have not told you.
Mm-hmm.
But was that lying or was it just omission? And it could be things that I consider to be insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I mentioned a car that I looked at whenever I was in high school and I showed interest in getting it. You'd never heard about that before. Okay, big deal. But being able to just, hey, yeah, you're asked anything and you can open up your heart and say how you felt about it. In that response, the key about that car wasn't particularly insightful. However, the fact of the car wasn't very insightful, but the feelings that I had in looking at it and what I really wanted to do, the experience that I had with my dad in looking at it, that brought out a whole lot more of the inner me. Suggest the, oh, he was looking at a car when he was 16 years old.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, this other things that you should do during, you know, besides having the date time, I think it would be nice to actually start journaling together.
Journaling together?
Yeah.
Interesting. So how do you set aside the time to journal together?
Well, of course, each one of you get a journal. And in that, I think it would be key for you to write down even how your day was going, how your day going, how your, you know, the person that you're dating or your significant other, how's your day going?
So are you saying that you should journal what your conversation with your significant other was? Like, we had our date night last night, and we had a wonderful conversation over a glass of wine. When we got home, are you saying you do your journal and I do my journal, or we should have a collaborative journal that we're doing together?
No, I think you should have, actually that wouldn't be bad either, to have your own separate journals and actually journal you're doing together. And what I mean by journaling is to say, okay, so maybe something happened during my day and I wanted to tell you about it. Well, as you get a little bit older, sometimes you might forget exactly what happened in the day. I think it would be key and be great for you to start doing that, you know, each other. And then have one together. What did we do together? And
interesting.
Yeah, that's different. That is very different.
What about actually getting away? How do you actually get away during a pandemic, during a lockdown? How do you do that?
Well, that is going to be interesting because, one, you probably want to find somewhere. Hopefully, everybody's doing the safety precautions. One, it'd probably be better to drive. Drive together, drive to your destination. Go somewhere where they're doing the safety guidelines, because we are in the middle of a pandemic, you still, you know, to do that. I mean, I know one thing we were looking into was a vision retreat.
True, yes we were. And as far as where to go, we recently met a couple, actually we just met a husband, and they started a bed and breakfast during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Business was going so well that they are now opening a second bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And we realized during a pandemic, it's a time for bed and breakfast, that style of accommodations to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you're staying at a public hotel, there are dozens, hundreds of people going in and out of that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Your room could have been cleaned by any number of people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the protocols are or anything. The common areas are touched by so many. The front desk is touched by everybody. However, if you go to a bed and breakfast, it's like going to visit a friend.
Yeah.
And you can go through the place if you want to and just spray everything down with your disinfectant. And
you know I will.
Exactly. And you're safe.
Yeah.
You're relatively safe from what you'd be exposed to if you went to a public hotel.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. You know, as we talked about our experience yesterday with our marriage ministry, we had someone sent us a quote that was absolutely amazing. And he says, every couple needs to be intentional about getting away with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't wind up wanting to get away from each other.
Yeah.
Now, it's a quote from Michael West. And what we started to realize is that sometimes getting away can just be getting away for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Especially if funds are kind of tight for an out-of-town getaway. Now, 2021, we started having this Sacred Saturday that Winona just mentioned.
Oh yeah.
And what that is, it's a non-negotiable time away from home alone together, even if it's just for an afternoon. And we've come to cherish that time together.
Oh yeah.
Now yesterday we closed it out with that sit down at the wine bar. And it's not that we needed a glass of wine, but having that time to sit down and unwind in a very relaxed atmosphere.
Oh yeah.
That just lifted so many stresses of the week off of our shoulders that
yeah.
Never would have been lifted if we had stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely encourage finding ways to connect with your date, your fiance, your spouse in these ways. Be intentional about it.
Be very intentional.
Just make it happen.
Make it happen.
I want
non-negotiable, you said it.
Non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Indeed. And as you do, watch your relationship get deeper and more meaningful, date after date after date.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.